go also about the legislative planning rights, so, they found the state indicating six areas in which there would be cooperation in the field of scientific technology. Now, normally, this kind of agreement, the statement was to sign and develop to any particular plan. The reason that we believe that we should have a sober advisory here, because this marks a very significant change in the relationship between our two countries in the field of science technology. Along with what you pointed out, the change involves the claim of cooperation with it. The United States and the Soviet Union have had exchanges in various fields of science and technology before. But that exchange has been at arm's length. We've exchanged information. And our scientists have gone ahead with their research, and their scientists have gone ahead with their research. In this instance, for the first time, we are having in six major fields cooperation between Soviet scientists, American scientists, working together. And that is the significant part of the computation I thought we should emphasize today. And this is the beginning. There is still much to be done. Dr. Davis, many of the people here in this room. But as this career begins, I can say in conclusion, as I told that to the office a moment ago, that we believe that this agreement is typical of what we hope will continue to be the spirit of our meetings in Moscow. From confrontation, we move first to negotiation, and now to the signing of this agreement, to cooperation. And that we hope, and we believe, can be the way of the future in relation between our two nations. Mr. Bastian, would you like to say what you have?
First of all, I would like to commend the President for his wonderful presentation about the nation's interviews and rather long name about our scientific technological community. It's rather long to keep it up, but it's more difficult to budget the English. Second, Mr. President, I would like to just remind for all of us that 22 months ago, you, Mr. President, and the leaders from my country signed quite a number of significant agreements in Moscow. Political change, and at the same time, in the field of bilateral relationship, including our cooperation in science and technology. We can see that the technology minimum of political technology is very important. Today, when it's almost 2 months past, we know in the effects that those agreements, which were signed by you and by my administration, are now really implemented in life. This is important. They are not only signed, but they really are in being implemented into the force, into the practice, and we are looking forward from our side and from your side to continue this preparation. This new agreement, which we are going to sign today, or rather, we are going to say that we are going to sign. We have no authority to the President to sign. We are going to use it. So they will sign the German Kirillian in Moscow. This is a new weird example of an effective agreement and fulfillment of agreements which were signed in Moscow. And I fully agree with the President to say that this particular kind of agreement is show all of us, not only all of us, but all of us, because our cooperation in science and technology is not a benefit of both of our people, but of all mankind. This is a sphere where everybody will benefit from this kind of agreement. So we're looking forward for the further strengthening of our relations, of a fulfillment agreement on which we have no doubts that they were going to be fulfilled, and we can go further, wider cooperation between our two great nations and two great countries. Thank you very much.
What, there's no, no man, who is intended to, pull out of it. There is a morning, not more, to operate. So after the people who are in the town, certainly, I don't know the subject, but it's worth it.
But, they say, I've always thought science is the catalyst, brings nations to the world again. And this is the first evidence of it.